This thing is costing me a fortune being president. Somebody said, oh, he might have rented a room to a man from Saudi Arabia for $500. What about the $5 billion that I'll lose? You know, it's probably going to cost me, including upside, downside lawyers, because every day they sue me for something.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Honestly, what's more attractive than Donald Trump whining about the money he's losing being president? How dare you question my president, Donald Trump? Every day I wake up and go, what sort of bizarre dream am I having, and when do I wake up?
Was that a real text you just got?
Which one?
The thing you just quoted, no?
That wasn't a good quote from a text. That was actually me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I say stuff like that. Any moment now, Donald Trump will be calling.
Later, loser.
Oh, wow. Speaking of, this is my ringtone.
Later, loser. Later, loser.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Cochran. Hey, let's make this fast. They tee off in about 10 minutes, okay. And I can't hold up the course. Oh, wait. Yes, I can. I own it. And I'm the president. Double OK signs.
Thanks for giving us some very valuable time during your vacation at your golf club in New Jersey. You enjoying your time there?
It's okay. I mean, come on. It's New Jersey. It's like West Palm Beach, only a lot more gold chains and tracksuits.
Right.
And I will tell you, I'm enjoying this time very much, Cochran. I'm getting to do all the things I don't get to do during my normal, very rigid, very tough executive time routine.
Right.
Like watch some Fox News, catch up on my tweeting, play some golf.
If only there was a way you could work those into your regular schedule, sir, you'd be unstoppable.
I know, right? Right, Mike?
That's right. Vice President Pence is with you, I see, as well. Listen, we heard your former communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, say that you're in full nuclear meltdown mode and you need to be replaced on the 2020 ticket. Well, what do you make of that?
You know, seriously, what do you expect from a guy they named after a pasta dish at the Olive Garden? Look, even if I was having a meltdown, which isn't happening, by the way, I wouldn't have it until my second term. Mm. It's one of the things I learned as a reality TV show producer. Pacing, Cochran. Pacing. Mm-hmm. Seriously, the Mooch has zero credibility, which makes total sense, because I believe Scaramucci is actually an old Italian name that means more of an embarrassment than Frank Stallone. And that's saying something, yeah, believe.
I don't know that that's possible. Listen, I also want to get your take on this. Joe Biden has gotten some criticism. He said earlier this week, or maybe it was late last week, poor kids are just as bright as white kids. He meant to say wealthy kids.
Ouch.
He admitted he made the mistake. Is that going to hurt him?
Look, in all fairness, Sleepy Joe didn't mean anything by that. It was just a slip of the dentures. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's going to hurt Joe's chances for the Democratic nomination are the nut jobs in his own party. You know, your AOCs, your Omars, your Pocahontases. Those people are so far left, they make Nancy Pelosi seem like Ronald Reagan.
Really?
Only with more hair dye.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, at least the Gipper colored his roots, Nancy. Now, is this going to hurt Sleepy Joe's chances? Absolutely not. The nomination's almost a year away, and I can guarantee you that he's going to say a lot more additional stupid and idiotic things between now and then. Nobody's going to even remember this. I mean, after all, it didn't hurt me when I said Biden wasn't playing with a full deck, remember?
Uh-huh.
And I know all about playing with a full deck because I've bankrupted four, count them, four casinos.
Good for you, sir. Mr. President, there's a petition going around with more than 65,000 signatures trying to get the street outside Trump Tower renamed after President Obama. What do you think of that?
You know, I think it's a great idea because it's a dead-end street. See what I did there? Look, if they want to name the street after Obama, they have my blessing. I just think it's going to be weird to see Kenyon Loser Lane painted on a street sign. I can't wait to hear the Google Maps chick say that when she gives out the turn-by-turn directions.
Just not going to happen. President Trump, some people are criticizing your new immigration policy for people seeking legal U.S. citizenship or green cards. Basically, it favors wealthy people and more skilled people, and people say it's unfair to people who are just trying to get to a better life.
Hey, I just did another rewrite on the Statue of Liberty poem. Want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Give me your energetic, your rich, your self-motivated go-getters who use deodorant, yearning to make even more money than they already have. Send these tremendous people to me. I lift my lamp beside the beautiful solid gold door, ready to buzz them in.
Well, that is really unfortunate.
Now, honestly, I think a lot of people agree that we should allow skilled people into this country. You know, like engineers, doctors, scientists, Eastern European supermodels, 5'10" or taller. Personally, I highly recommend the Eastern European models. It's like having an affair with a Bond villain. The bottom line is this. We don't need more people coming in with zero abilities taking up space. You know, like my son Eric.
Right.
This is America, Cochran. We want to open our arms to welcome everyone in, okay? And that says it on the Statue of Liberty, on the big menu she's holding.
It's not a menu. Let me switch topics. We wanted to ask about Chris Cuomo. Caught on video, losing it, threatened to throw a guy down a flight of stairs. What do you think about that?
This guy. You know, Chris Cuomo, Fredo is an insult to Fredo, calling him that. I haven't seen a response that angry and unhinged since the last time I asked Melania to hold my hand. So sad.
True. Yeah, true.
And wasn't it nice of Chris Cuomo to combat the Italian stereotypes by threatening to throw the guy down a flight of stairs? Sounds like some kind of wise guy. I'm surprised he didn't threaten to break his kneecaps at a bocce ball tournament. Now, Chris Cuomo's a loudmouth, meathead, wannabe journalist who really needs to spend a lot less time reporting on fake news and working out at the gym because of his midlife crisis.
Wow, that's strong now. You don't have to bring CNN into this.
Why not? CNN's a total joke. Their entire programming schedule's full of Fredos, although they're not as bad as MSNBC, which is basically the Godfather 3 of news networks. Completely unwatchable, that I can tell you.
I know the golf course is waiting, but the big story, of course, that I know you're mostly focused on, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are done after really less than a year. What's the relationship advice you'd give to them?
Finally, some hard news. Look, I would tell them that the first divorce is always the most difficult and the most expensive. But to the former couple, I say it gets easier the second and third time around. Trust me. My biggest advice is to take a deep breath, believe that you'll find true love again, and hide all your assets. Actually, forget the first two things. Just hide your assets.
Okay, all right.
And to Miley, honestly, the next time you get married, Miley, make sure it's the right Hemsworth brother. Always go with Thor. Thor's better. Better looking. He's way more successful than Liam. Liam's a loser. He's the Chris Cuomo of Hemsworth Brothers. Believe me.
Well, look what you did there. You tied it all up, didn't you, sir?
Nice big bow for you, Catherine.
Thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Later, loser.
So the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And remember, the J is silent.
I'm a little surprised that you asked him about Miley Cyrus.
Well, it seems to me that's his sweet spot. You know, that's his go-to zone.
Okay.
And you could tell that was the best advice he had in the entire phone call.
Yeah.